Repeating, George Pell has just been sentenced to 6 years jail, 3 years, 8 months minimum on five counts. He has appealed, insists he's maintains his innocence, so he didn't have an opportunity to do that today. Will be before the appeal court in June. He'll be back in jail now or very soon. The judge did say he would face an immediate risk to his safety in jail, had been assessed that way. Chrissy Foster is one of the best known campaigners against clerical sexual abuse. Her children were both victims. Chrissy Foster, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What do you think? Reaction?
I'm still upset about hearing the description of what happened to those boys. It's dreadful. Six years. My guess was 6 or 7 years. Out in 3 years, 8 months. I don't know. None of this seems to fit the crime, but that's what we have. So it's decent in a way. Decent 6 years. It's better than a suspended sentence or something for a first offence. So yeah. It's good.
So in the context of what people receive for these offences, it's actually tough, but you would argue that we shouldn't have that context. They should be tougher anyway, shouldn't they?
It should be tougher. You know, these are men who claim to be ontologically changed. They're claiming to be another Christ, and they do this. I think their punishment should be more than ordinary men for just the fast they live.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, because it's a breach of, the judge touched on that, because it's a breach of trust and an abuse of power, there should be additional penalty.
Yes, I agree, because they have the trust of parents, of the community, they're held in high esteem, they demand that, they get that, and this is what they do with that trust behind our backs. And then when they are complained about by parents, they are then moved somewhere else by their bishop. And it's a cover-up. And then that's until the next complaint where the same action is taken. That is just disgraceful. That is what has led to this problem in the first place, and it all should be changed. And this is just a bit of what needs to happen. The offenders, but also the church, the bishop should be held accountable for moving people like this around.
Of course, George Pell still maintains his innocence. If the appeal is withdrawn, he loses the appeal. If he expressed remorse, would that help?
Well, he's not going to express remorse when he thinks he's not guilty.
Not guilty,
so
yeah.
That's not going to happen. He's entitled to his appeal, which is going to happen. But, you know, he has gone through a court of law, our law in Victoria, and that jury has found him guilty. And that guilty verdict they came up with after hearing everything and after the victim was having a day and a half of cross-examination by the best defence that anyone could have, and still they did not move their belief that the victim was telling the truth. So when people get up and criticise this jury for using their common sense and their belief of what they heard in that court case that we didn't, then that should not be criticised. And I think that's disgraceful, all those people who have done that.
Chrissy, I'll let you go. I appreciate your time very much. Thank you. Chrissy Foster, two daughters, victims of Melbourne priest Kevin O'Donnell. Her husband, Anthony, died year before last, I think. And he's Anthony, I'd spoken to many, many times.